Darkness trouble. That means that if you're a walking testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, then when you walk into a room, you know what happens? You make darkness tremble. You make darkness tremble. Hang with me a moment. Just keep playing that song because we're going to sing it again. I'm reading today, and I noticed the commonality of the songs. The last song we sang had a line in it about fear. You watch the news come on at 6:30, the world news. You know, local stuff's at 6 o'clock. I kind of like 6:30 to see what the pulse is for the world. And they always build up every night. Today's the worst that it's ever been. High numbers. Scrolling, moving faster, fast. We're still not catching up with the flu. But Jesus makes what? Makes darkness tremble. Okay? And it's not, listen, go back to the first century. Here's a man who's in the jail. Can't imagine writing great letters like this if I was in jail. I've never been to jail. I should have, but I didn't. I didn't make it. Somebody say mercy. Paul says in 2 Timothy, he says, I want you to know something, Timothy. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid. Come on now. But it gives us power. Somebody say power. That's dynamics. It gives us the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. And you need those today. It gives us the power of the dunamis. It gives us love. And that's not familial love or brotherly love. Look it up in the original language. That's agape love. That means you have the height of love to deal with a complex world. You have to, you know, if you're not careful, you'll get very angry. I was just driving yesterday, and a lady was walking through the parking lot, and she started just fussing me out. And I was like, you know what? I'm going the direction that I was designed to go in this way. You're walking against me. You should be on the other side. Met a guy on the road this week, same thing, with a bicycle coming head on to me in my lane. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Even when you go to Sam's Club, most people that are going this way are walking in the right lane. Most people that are going the other way are coming in the left lane. That's a dynamic that we just kind of culturally learn. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? But when you go against the flow, you run into challenges. Paul had run into tremendous challenges here. And he wants he's pleading with Timothy, his young son in the faith. He's pleading with him, man, I want to leave you well equipped because you know what? I'm in jail here, Doc. I'm not going to get out this time, 2 Timothy. When he writes 1 Timothy, he has a hope of release, not this time. So he says, I want to tell you something. Don't be afraid. You've not been given that kind of spirit, but you've been given power, dynamics. You've been given love, agape. And you've been given something that will take you through. And my wife taught me a word yesterday that I'm really stewing on right now. Mindfulness. I can see it right now. I'm going to write another book, Mindfulness. Don't steal my book title, okay? Mindfulness. He says, I've given you what? A sound mind. And if you let this society today take you on their journey, they want you to have everything but a sound mind. Okay? You're going to be called upon. I'm trying my best to prepare you. You're going to be called upon to live in these next several weeks, months, and years to come with soundness of mind. You can't be shaken by the system. They want to shake you bad. It's getting real bad, guys. Record numbers. Guess what? It's going to get so bad that record numbers are not going to make the rapture. That's how bad it's going to get. Record numbers. Jesus said this. He said, only going to be a few. He said, straight is the gate, and what? Narrow is the way, and few there will be that find it. Pastor Mike said he comes to the reality that Jesus is really not going to have much of a task to accomplish when he starts separating sheep from goats, because we're already dividing ourselves. Wow, that's a profound word. I've borrowed it so many times in the last several weeks. But Paul says to Timothy, he says, I want you to know that you've got love and power and a sound mind. And so he says in verse 8, so really, don't be ashamed of my testimony about the Lord and what he's done in my life. Don't be ashamed of me as his prisoner. Don't be feeling sorry for me. Go up. He said, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. You and I must be about the business of the Lord every day of our lives, to doing what? Fanning into flame, worshiping, listening to praise and worship as we go down the road, seeking God in his word, reading books. I got a new book I got to read here. I'm going to jump on a plane tomorrow. And my wife said, she was scrambling trying to find a book. I said, I got my little book. I can't wait to jump in my book. And I know God's going to speak to my heart through it. But he said, I want you to fan into flame. So I might be going on a trip to see my grandkids, but while I get there on that 6-hour flight, I'm going to fan the flame. Amen. I'm going to fan the flame with my mask on. Delta. Okay. I'll have my mask on. No problem. He said, which is in you. Somebody say, it's in me. Oh, I love this. Which is in you through the laying on of my hands. It's in me. And then he goes up and he says, listen, you may say, well, nobody laid hands on me, but somebody passed you a heritage. I love this book, this 2 Timothy, because he says, I just, recalling your tears, Timothy, I just long to see you. Wish I could get out of jail here and see you so I could just be filled with joy. Because, man, when I think about you, look at verse 5, I just remind, my spirit's reminded of your faith. And it just first lived in your grandma Lois. And it was also evident in your mama Eunice. And he said, I'm persuaded now it's just living in you also. Oh, gosh. Pass that heritage down to these little ones. Can you think about this? These children, these kids, these youth are alive on planet Earth, Pastor Noli, at the most incredible time. And it's going to be kids and youth that are going to impact the generations to come. So we've got to give them Jesus now. We've got to make sure that they understand that if they have Jesus, you know what happens when they walk into a place? The demons tremble. The demons tremble. Listen, Peter, listen, Paul says, listen, there's a position you can get in that even your shadow will heal people. Come on, guys. This is Bible. There's a position that you can get in the spirit that even your shadow will release healing to people. Sometimes I can go into a place and I can just look and go, Christian, 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 Christian. You can just find the countenance of people and you can identify other believers. Because there's something that comes off of them. It's the power and the love and the sound mind. That's what I want for Christmas. I want something for Christmas too. This is powerful. Right now, I broadcast by the grace of God, no dollars for nothing. By the grace of God, every one of our weekly services goes to 182 nations. Praise the Lord. That's why when you see me pull out my phone on the front seat right here just a moment ago, you know what I'm doing? I'm putting on there, hit share, please, touch the world. Because every time you hit share, you exponentially release what happens in this room to the nations. I want a Christmas present to the Lord from this church. You don't have to answer me now, but just allow the Lord to speak to you, and in a few days, text me. We've been given an opportunity to go into a nation that we're not on. We're in 182 nations every week, but not this nation. The nation of India, the 7th largest landmass in the world. Why don't you be seated? I'm going a different direction here. The 7th largest landmass in the world. And in order for us to do that, We have to do something that those other 182 nations don't have to do. They're picking it up in English, and that's okay. But we have to translate the program from English to the national language of India, which is what? Hindi. Hindi. So it cost us $125 a translation. 1 week, 125. So there might be people in this room that say, hey, you know what? To give the Lord a gift for the next 12 months, 2021, I'd like to just do a week, $125. I'd just like to do a week, 120. If 52 people did that, gave $125, we could pay for the whole year and translate this service every week into Hindi and touch the seventh largest landmass in the world. So pray about that. That might be a gift that you want to give to the Lord. Not to me. Give it to the Lord. $125 a week to pay someone to translate everything. The music, they're going to have to reproduce it. They're going to have to sing the songs that these guys sung. Because we don't just give them the sermon. We give them the whole thing. They're going to have to sing the songs that these guys sing and preach the message that I preach in Hindi so that the nation of India can receive it on their television station. $125. That's 52 people do that, and we can take care of 2021. That's an amazing thing. You can just give it if you like. Or maybe the Lord would speak to you and you want to do more. That's fine too. 2021, a present to the Lord and to the nation of India, the seventh largest landmass in the world, to take this service to the nation that I first went to in 1994. Pastor Ted's been there. Once you go there, you just can't get it out of your system. Where half of the nation only lives to be the age of 16 years old. Most of them die before they get to 16. Such disease, such dread. So, Father, thank you for opportunities. Thank you that this old 60-year-old preacher don't always have to jump on a plane, but we can take what happens here in this little hamlet, this little city, this little area of North Carolina that people really don't care to come to, and shake the nations of the earth and tell them, Jesus is the one who makes the darkness tremble. Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' strong name. In Jesus' strong name. I'm just getting right now, as I'm standing here, I'm just getting someone who's in severe back pain sitting right here in this room today. Would you stand up right where you are? Someone who's been facing back pain and it just won't go away. It's hurting you right now. Just stand up. Come on, just stand up. God bless you. Come on, lay hands on her, would you? Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, God, that you are Lord of everything. You are Lord of this earth. You are Lord of this church. You are Lord of this young lady, Lord, her body. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you're able to touch right now, Lord, and send your healing virtue right through her body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we trust you because when we have you, nations tremble, demons tremble, bad spirits tremble, and Lord, even back pain trembles at the mention of your name. I thank you that you're touching today, not just one, but many. Thank you for those who are listening online, God. Those who are struggling with back pain online that are being touched right now in Jesus' name. Come on, sing that one more time, would you? Sing that one more time. Stand if you'd like to and worship the Lord. Come on. There's such a power in standing together and worshiping God together. Come on, you make the darkness tremble, Lord. You silence fear. Thank you. Thank you for silencing fear in our day-to-day activity. Thank you for silencing fear when the rest of the world says you ought to be scared to death. Thank you for silencing fear, because at your name, demons tremble. In your name, demons tremble. In your name, demons flee. In your name, sickness is bound. In your name, captives are set free. So thank you, Lord, that you still make the darkness tremble. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated. This is a good time, if you haven't already, this is a good time just to make your way and drop your offering in the bucket today. You can just go ahead, play something softly if you would there. Just drop your offering in the bucket. I appreciate that. Appreciate your faithfulness. My goodness, people have been faithful to give in tithes and offerings. I've talked to so many people this week. Hey, was Pastor Wallace here? Me and Pastor Joy riding down the road. Got you on speakerphone. Just wanted to let you know we're thinking about you. Yeah, Pastor, we're not there, but we're there every Sunday. We're watching online. We're participating, and I'm mailing my tithes in. Thank God for faithful people. Faithful people. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for people online who give. We're thankful for those gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. God is good. I want us to take a moment and contemplate what God gave us as a constant reminder of his presence in our lives, as a constant reminder of what he did for us on the cross. When you came in today, you received the elements of communion. So I'm going to ask Pastor Mike and Pastor Ted to join me here on the platform. Would you take your elements in your hand just for a moment? Just take your elements in your hand. And just respectfully, while you know how we do communion different from time to time, we often just take our bread and dip it in the juice. But just in respect to where we are and the times in which we live, we chose the convenient way. And so I want you to just take a moment and just peel the top layer off, only the top layer, and you'll reveal a wafer that you can go ahead and put in your hand. The Bible says the Lord Jesus, the same night, the very same night that he was betrayed. And you know what? Prophetically, he'd spoken about this. He said, one of you will betray me. He knew that one of them would turn against him. The Bible says the same night that this happened, they had a supper together. And I can't imagine what it would be like sitting around the table with the master and him begin to talk about a new kingdom. And when he did, he picked up the bread and he said, this is my body. Wait. This is my body. And it changed everything, because it wouldn't be long before his body would be broken for them on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says that, Paul tells us that the same night that this took place, that Jesus took bread, and when he took bread, the Bible says he gave thanks. So Pastor Ted's going to give thanks on the bread before we receive it today.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you from deep in our hearts. And Father, Jesus went on that cross for us. His body, the bread that we're now going to partake. And Father, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can partake. We have the freedom to partake. And Father, we pray that it'll be never taken away, because we will not allow it to be taken away. And Father, I just thank you for the many blessings. And thank you, Lord, for all things. And we give you the praise, and we thank you. Let us be bold in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Shall we partake together of the bread, symbol of his body broken for us? Scriptures also say that in the same manner that he took the cup. And this is the thing that probably shadowed their thinking more than anything. He says, "This is the new covenant in my blood." Can you imagine? They'd gathered for Passover many times, sitting around that table, reclining together. But can you imagine the atmosphere in that room when he holds up the cup and says, "This is the new covenant." Not in the blood of a lamb like we were looking at so many times when we gathered, guys. Think about it. They're sitting there until he says, "This is the new one." And it's not about the lamb's blood this time. It's about the lamb's blood, okay? The lamb's blood. My blood. That evening, that whole meal and what was to come in just a short time changed everything. It made life eternal in the heavens possible for you and I because Jesus was going to go to the cross. Paul tells us that night in that room that he took that cup and he blessed it. Pastor Mike's going to bless the cup today before we take it together.
Glorious Lord, we do thank you for the wine of the new covenant and the new covenant, that which made the remission of sin possible. No longer would our sin be covered, but by this blood it was absolutely removed. And I thank you, Lord, that you have removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, and we've been made righteous in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. You can peel that fuchsia layer back, and inside is the blood we partake of together. Thank you, Lord. All our hope is in Jesus. Come on, sing it one time. Today, anytime today, you can get some crackers and some juice out of your refrigerator. Have your own little ceremony right there in your home. I know a lady in Florida that gets up every morning at 8 o'clock. She goes to her table. She intercedes for Pastor Joy and I all the time, has been for years, been reaching out to us for years since we started in ministry. And 8 o'clock in the morning, every morning, she gets her own little crackers and her own little juice, and she has a communion time with the Lord. Is that necessary? Maybe not for you, but for her, she feels like it's the right thing. Come on. Amen? So we thank God for Holy Communion today. The symbols of the bread and the juice, His body and His blood. And may we be constantly reminded of the sacrifice that He made for us. That we're no longer a prisoner. No longer are we in shackles with chains of sin, but we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. God bless you. Well, it's such a great day today to be able to participate in our kids program. Pastor Miranda's coming at this time. A little bit different year. I know some of you are saying, well, man, where's all the stuff? Where's all the stuff? How many of y'all believe Gary needed a break? Come on. Gary said, I just thank God for the COVID season. Amen. Come on. It's brought me some change. It's brought everybody change. But you know what? We're still going to be blessed today with a unique program that our kids' pastors have put together. Would you give a hand of appreciation for Pastor Gary and Pastor Miranda?
Probably one of the biggest changes and that's been affected by COVID are our kids. You know, our kids went from classrooms and times with friends to Zoom and video chats and just a completely different world. And that's kind of the same for Christmas this year, too. A lot of things have changed. Some things have not, but a lot of things have. Christmas parades and parties and things like that. But you know what does not change? And that's Jesus. Jesus is still the same. Doesn't matter if it's COVID or not COVID. And that's just what our program today is about. Join us on a journey as some kids realize that even though the things that they're used to about Christmas may be a little different, that the true meaning of Christmas is in Jesus. And He is where Christmas is found. So join us today for Christmas Lost.
Oh, I'm so bored.
Me too.
Me three.
Me four.
Wait a minute, who was that? Did you hear someone say that?
It's me, Vanessa. You forgot to close out the video chat.
Oh, you scared us. What are you guys doing?
I just finished our virtual schoolwork and now I'm just trying to drown out my mom's Hallmark Christmas movies in the room next door. It doesn't even feel like Christmas.
You're right, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
I would take Christmas movies over a little brother running around dressed like a reindeer and singing Christmas songs.
Now that sounds cute.
Hey, I want to see.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Up a side, jingle bell, I'm ringing in the snow.
That was awesome. I was hoping it would put me in the Christmas spirit, but it didn't work. I'm still bored.
I know. Let's show them that Christmas video that always makes me laugh and feel ready for Christmas. Check it out.
Jesus, you're alive in me. Yeah, you give me life. You're here to stay. You're with me every day. You make it feel like it's Christmas every day. Jesus, I'm yours forever. God, you're with me every day. Come on, come on, let's celebrate like it's Christmas every day. Jesus, I'm yours forever. God, you're with me every day. Christmas every day.
Christmas.
Yeah, I know. How can it feel like Christmas with no parades?
Or Christmas parties.
And our whole family isn't even going to get together for Christmas. Christmas had just lost everything this year.
At least there's still presents.
Well, our mom's hours got cut off at her job, so we won't even have many presents at our house.
Well, without presents, you might as well skip over Christmas.
Yeah, what is Christmas without presents and any other fun stuff?
I know what it is. It's nothing, just like everything else lately. We'll sit around doing nothing. Hey, what's that?
It looked like someone's trying to join our video chat.
Who is Angel 1121?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Don't you know not to talk to strangers?
Yeah, don't talk to strangers.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings?
Who says that? Greetings, everyone. We need to kick this kid off our call.
Now, wait a minute. He looks like a normal kid. Let's see what he has to say. Hey there, Angel. Is that your name?
Well, that's complicated. And not really important. I couldn't have a cool name like Gabriel 121 or Michael 121, and Cool Angel 121 was already taken.
What is he rambling about?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm just your average kid. Yeah, that's right. Average kid I am. What did Gabriel tell me? Stick to the message. That's right. Stick to the message. Anyway, guys, what's up?
Nothing. We've just been sitting around here doing nothing.
Yeah, that's why we're talking to some strange kid that keeps rambling to himself.
Yeah, just another boring day thinking about how sad Christmas is this year because nothing is the same and Christmas doesn't mean anything.
Bored, huh? Well, I just found this awesome new virtual reality game. It's actually a Christmas game, but nothing boring. It's like a Christmas adventure game.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. You know, I think we should be going.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you, Angelica, or whatever your name is, but my parents have a rule about talking to strangers or strange kids.
Okay, I get it. No problem. But the game is called Christmas Lost, if you ever want to look it up.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Bye.
Well, that was weird. Hey, Jamir, no more apps on strange people's calls.
Kids, you have a package at the door.
A package? Yes. Christmas is finally looking up. Maybe Grandma sent me something from Amazon.
Hey, you got a package too? We did too. That's so weird.
Okay, here goes. Sunglasses? Sunglasses? Who needs sunglasses in December?
Wait a minute. There's a cake inside. Christmas Lost? Isn't that the game that the strange Angelica kid told us about?
Angel, but yeah, what does that have to do with sunglasses?
It says the sunglasses are a part of the virtual reality game he was talking about. You put them on to play.
Let's do it!
Now wait a minute, we just talked about staying away from strange people. That goes for strange games, too.
It's just a pair of sunglasses. What can it hurt?
Okay, here goes. 1, 2, 3, and nothing happens again.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Where are we?
Definitely somewhere strange.
Oh, hey guys, I see you finally made it.
I told you it was strange, just got a lot of strange.
Okay, Angela, what are you doing here?
Actually, the name is Eugene, but you can just call me T. I'm here to help you.
Help us with what? I thought we were playing Christmas Lost.
Well, I'm here to help you find Christmas, or really, to find what Christmas is really about.
Okay, that's great and all, but that doesn't explain how we got here or where we are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're the lost ones.
Don't worry. I will help you with all that. We are in that room.
Ooh, I always wanted to take a trip somewhere tropical.
Nazareth? That's not tropical.
He's right. Nazareth doesn't exactly have beaches and clear water, but it got something even better.
Bears!
Married who?
Mary's about to be visited by my buddy Gabriel. He's an angel. Gabriel visits Mary and tells her that God is with her and has blessed her in a special way. Mary's about to have a baby.
Well, we have a baby brother, and I'm not sure how much a blessing that is, all that crying.
And all the dirty diapers.
And the crying.
Well, this wasn't just any baby. This one will still cry and do all of those things. But this is special. This one's God's son.
God's son? Wow, can you imagine hearing that you were going to have such a special baby?
Yeah, that's right. At first, Mary was afraid when she saw the angel. But then once she heard how important this baby was, she said she would do whatever God needed. Mary would have a baby that would be the greatest gift the world could ever receive.
Wow, I wonder if Mary knew just how special her baby would be. She told that angel that she would do everything God asked.
Yep, that's right. Okay, time to put the glasses back on.
You mean the glasses that made us go all whoa and end up some strange place thousands of years ago?
Yep, those are the ones.
Okay, I'm ready. How bad could it be?
Okay, here goes. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa!
Where are we now?
Scrooge Place Alert.
Actually, we're still in Everett, but this time at the house of Joseph.
Who's Joe, and how does he help us with our lost Christmas?
Well, Joseph is engaged to be married to Mary. He didn't really understand what was going on, but he knew Mary was going to have a baby.
Was Joseph excited?
Well, Joseph wasn't excited yet. He was confused about what was happening. He actually was thinking about quietly breaking up with Mary.
That would be terrible. She's going to have a baby.
Joseph was a good man. He didn't want to leave Mary. He just didn't understand yet. That's why an angel is about to visit him.
Ooh, another angel?
Yep, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream and tells him not to be afraid. The angel tells Joseph that the baby inside of Mary was from the Holy Spirit.
Wow!
He also tells Joseph that the baby would be named Jesus and that he would save people from their sins.
That was some dream.
What did Joseph do?
He got married to Mary. Joseph trusted God. He didn't know or understand everything about the future, but he knew he had faith in what God said.
You called me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stay. And grace abounds in deepest waters.
God was with them.
Yes, they knew God was with them and had chosen them for an amazing thing.
Where'd you next?
Let me guess. Tom put on the glasses again.
That's right. Here we go.
Whoa!
That just doesn't get any easier.
Where are we at now? And why are there so many people?
Yeah, hey, where is everybody going?
It's like my mom on the Black Friday sale.
We are in Bethlehem, and it's almost night. Caesar, who is kind of like a king, had made a new law that everyone had to be counted. They were trying to make a list of everyone that the Romans ruled over.
That must have been some list. And a lot of people.
It was. And the people had to go back to their hometowns. That is where they would be counted or put on the list.
Has Mary had her baby yet?
Not yet, but it is almost time. Mary and Joseph took the trip to Bethlehem together. And tonight is the big night. But first, they have to find a place to stay.
Ooh, I bet God's son gets the best hotel in the city.
Hotel? He said tonight Jesus will be born. Babies aren't born in hotels. They need the best hospital care for the Son of God. Wait, they even have hospitals back then?
There won't be any fancy hotels or hospitals tonight. But that didn't change how special or wonderful tonight was about to become.
A thrill of hope.
Then where will Mary and Joseph stay? Where will Jesus be born?
To find that out, you're going to...
I know. Put the glasses back on. Why do you never have to put the glasses on?
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
To find out where Jesus was going to be born.
Yes, that's right. The smell is the animals. And we are going to see where Jesus will be born. Right here.
Excuse me?
Jesus is going to be born here with all these smelly animals?
I thought Jesus was special. I thought he was God's son.
Jesus is definitely special. And yes, he would be born in a smelly place with the animals. You see, Mary and Joseph couldn't find anywhere else to stay. All the inns were full of other people that were also traveling.
Wow, that must have been so hard for Mary.
It didn't matter where Jesus was born. He would still be the light of the world. You know, the world was feeling pretty dark, kind of like how it feels now. Sometimes the people have been waiting and waiting for something special to happen, and time was finally here.
What time? What's happening?
Shh! It's time for Jesus to be born.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there were no guest rooms available.
Light up the world, treasure of heaven, brilliant like the stars in the winter. Reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows to fly. Light up the world from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for your love. Story, God, you entered in.
Amazing. Can you believe we just watched God's Son be born?
This might be turning out to be the best Christmas after all.
Well, sorry. Hey, watch out.
Yeah, what's the rush?
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we're really sorry. We're in a little bit of a hurry.
Yeah, we noticed. Where are you trying to get to?
We just saw the craziest thing happen.
It can't be any crazier than what we saw today.
Well, we are shepherds, and we're outside taking care of our flock of sheep.
Yeah, we were doing our jobs, watching our sheep when they cried.
When all of a sudden this bright angel appeared,
we were terrified.
But the angel told us not to be afraid, and that they had good news for us that would bring joy to everyone.
The angel said a baby had been born.
Yeah, and the angel said that this baby is the Messiah and would save his people.
The angel said we would find the baby here in Bethlehem.
Then there was a huge group of angels and they were praising God.
We knew we had to go to Bethlehem to see this baby.
That's pretty crazy and pretty incredible.
Well, you found the right place. The baby is right over there. Don't mind the smell. He's still pretty special.
After the shepherds see the baby, they tell everyone. And everyone was amazed. The shepherds gave glory and praise to God. The gift that would save the world had been given. Jesus had been born.
Yeah.
Just one more stop. I mean, let me make Christmas songs.
Okay, we're ready. Glasses, everyone.
Whoa!
Where are we now?
Why is everyone crying?
And why is it so dark?
Wait, do you see that cross over there?
Yeah, I see three crosses.
Wait a minute. This is something new. I think the ground is shaking.
Whoa! I think something just happened.
Yes, something just happened.
On one of those crosses, Jesus just died.
Died? I thought he was going to save the world. You said he was the greatest gift.
Jesus is the greatest gift, and he was born to save the world, which he did right here.
I don't think I understand how dying saves anybody.
See, everyone sins or makes wrong choices, and that separates people from God. God sent Jesus to pay the price for that sin. Jesus took the punishment for all the wrong things people have done right here on the cross.
So that's why Jesus being born was so important.
God wanted people to be able to spend forever with him. And now that can happen because of Jesus.
Wow, Jesus really was special.
Well, the story doesn't end here. Jesus comes back to life 3 days later. Jesus wins over death. He is alive. He's still the greatest gift ever.
Life was in him, and that life was light for all people.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness cannot overcome the light.
When you sin, the pay you get is death. But God gives you the gift of eternal life. That's because of what Christ Jesus, our Lord, has done.
Thank you, God, for this indescribable gift.
I think I'm really beginning to understand.
Yeah, Christmas isn't about presents.
Or parades, or parties, or any of that stuff.
Even though all that is pretty great.
Yeah, the real meaning of Christmas is about Jesus. And not just the baby Jesus, what Jesus came to do.
Yeah, Jesus came to make a huge sacrifice and give himself to take the punishment for us.
So that we could be with God forever. And that is why we celebrate at Christmas.
That's right. We celebrate Jesus, and that because of him, our sins can be forgiven and forgotten.
Jesus really is the greatest gift ever.
Jesus is the light of the world. No matter how dark the world may seem, or hopeless, or lonely, or lost it feels, Jesus is the light. Jesus is our hope.
Christmas isn't lost at all. It's found right here in Jesus.
Let's celebrate!
It's working, Miranda. Praise the Lord. Come on, give him another hand, would you? Praise the Lord. You know, in March of this year, everything changed, didn't it? And you hear the stories, and many of you are experiencing, you know, having to help with your grandchildren, helping with kids, changing your work hours, doing all kinds of things when, you know, when school is just not the same. And in March, of course, our church was not any different than any other church. We were faced with the same issues that arose for 8 weeks. We didn't have anybody in this building except the worship team and myself and people who served on the back line. And people in this church said, I think we ought to step it up a little bit and improve the equipment and do some things different. And let me just tell you, if that hadn't happened, we would not be able to keep up. Elaine, can you imagine? Elaine went in and there's a closet upstairs, literally a storage closet. And she and her son went up there and painted the entire room lime green. We call it the green room. And without that, you never know when you were rolling the paint on that wall, would you ever think that we would be able to do the things that we could do? You can't even begin to imagine the hours that Pastor Gary and Miranda have pulled. I just tell you, I sat here and I thought, man, you just never know the time that's involved in putting every little clip together, involving every child. And that group of kids that you just saw on our platform, I leaned over to Pastor Joy and I said, you know what? I'm amazed at the diversity in this church. I'm just absolutely amazed that while the world is fighting over this person, that skin color, this little church in this little part of the world has just destroyed the walls of prejudice and racism and walked forward with the message of Jesus Christ in a very diverse manner. And I just give God praise for that. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Gary and Pastor Miranda, and thank you, parents and kids. What an incredible job. You know what? COVID ain't got nothing on your program. Let me tell you something. It don't. It never stopped you. In fact, I would say, and I say this every year, you know what? Come on, help me here. That was the best program we've ever done. I say it every year. It's amazing to watch the creative juices that flow in the lives of our leaders and what they can produce. And so in a closet upstairs that's all green, you wouldn't even want to walk in there. I'll tell you, to give you a headache, okay? But when you turn the key on that door, and you can create so many different things, and we just appreciate every person who made that possible. And also our equipment here in the sanctuary that we're able to broadcast a quality presentation to the world. And people are texting me while I'm sitting there, hey, Pastor, count me in for a week. That your hearts are already touched to say we can do India in 2021 every week of the year. We can do that. Praise God. I ask Pastor Bernie to come. And, you know, I don't take for granted, too, that God has had a hedge of protection over this house of worship. In the corners of this building, and some of you smell it when you come in, we run purification systems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, it's a little awkward smell when you first come into it. Now you probably don't even pay attention to it. But God has spared us from an epidemic hitting our church. We've had a few people since March that have had an encounter with COVID, and all of them have recovered and done well. But many churches have been hit in a hard way and had to shut down, you know, for quarantine. And I know churches that have had to do it multiple times. And God has helped us. Thank you for the distancing. I know you're sitting together as families. Thank you for the sanitizing. Thank you for the mask that you're wearing. Thank you for everything that you do to make the effectiveness and the efficiency of what we do here, and also to play a part in just keeping the church safe. We haven't, you know, we didn't choose to do fellowships, and we're not going to do a Christmas fellowship. we've had to do things differently, but we thank God for what we have been able to do. And I thank you for your faithfulness and your giving and your praying. And we wouldn't be where we are today if it were not for your faithfulness and for God's blessing. Pastor Bernie's coming to pray a special prayer of blessing over you for provision, for protection, for God's blessing over you as you move through the holiday season. Pray for Pastor Joy and I. We leave today and head toward Raleigh, and tomorrow morning very early, 7 o'clock, we'll get on a plane and go experience a few days of Christmas with our grandkids and with Josh and Cassandra, who just moved into their house yesterday. Amen. Praise God. So God bless you all. Thank you for all that you do to make Carpenter Shop Church what it is today.
I just want to say I thank God for Pastor Wallace, and I thank God for all of you today. And, you know, I was taught early on when I came into ministry, get up, do what you're told to do. But forgive me if I don't do quite that. But I just want to say that I want you all to be blessed, not to be afraid. Because people are living in fear right now. They don't know what to do. And you look at TV so much, CBS, NBC, ABC, and you think that it's just so bad. I'm a chaplain at the hospital, so I see a lot. But I don't want you to be afraid, because God is in charge. It might not look like it. David said in Psalms 27 and 13, he'd almost fainted had not he seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It looks bad, but it's not bad. I know you think I'm crazy, but I go through a lot. I have crazy weeks, crazy days. But there's one passage of scripture I keep my mind stayed on, is Isaiah 26 and 3. God will keep me in perfect peace if I would let my mind stay on him. Amen. If I keep my mind stayed on him, let us bow our heads. Our God and our Father, we're grateful and thankful for this day. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. For you said in your word, you never leave us nor forsake us, not even in our darkest hours. And God, though things might look dark right now, but God, we know there's a blessing in your son, Jesus the Christ. God, he's the one that came and paid our sin debt. And you said in your word, you never leave us nor forsake us. So God, we come leaning and depending on you. We like the psalmist David said, we look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing our help coming from the Lord. You're the refuge in the time of troubles, in the time of storms. And God, we need you right now, God. There are Christians right now who call you by name, but God, they walk in fear. But you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And God, we come to you today seeking after you just as a deer panteth after the waters. Oh God, I ask today that you will fill each person here in this building today with your power, your love, and your spirit. And God, that your angels of mercy would be encamped around about them, oh God, each and every day of their lives to minister unto their needs. And God, I pray today, oh God, as we prepare ourselves to leave this place, but not your presence, to journey back to our separate homes. Oh God, I ask you bless us as we go. God, I ask you to bless families that they go about their daily chores, oh God. May we be a beacon light in this world, oh Lord. And God, I'm reminded, oh God, what in Exodus 33, Moses said, how can I go up out of this place if your presence don't go? So I ask that your presence will go with us today. Your glory shine ahead of us like a bright beacon light leading the ways. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Speak to us daily, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. God, I speak blessings into this church family today. I pray for Pastor Wallace and Joy tomorrow as they journey out to the West Coast. God, I pray for every plane that's in the air tomorrow. You keep them in the air. Keep them safe and sound. God, walk with us and talk with us. Oh, God, stand by us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bernie. God bless you all. Be safe as you leave the house of God today. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.